providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Time for the second hour of KER Politics. Going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the country in a macro sense, not economically, certainly, but psychologically. We're going to start out with a headline, more good news for Joe Biden. Just got the results for the approval ratings for President Biden in Washington State, which is a bastion of democracy for the Democrats, a bastion of power, I guess is the best way to put it. Biden's approval rating is under 50% in the state of Washington. It's 43%. That, to me, is absolutely amazing. Let's talk about that first, Jimmy.
Yeah, both, I, from what I understand, in the latest polling reported by, I think it was King News in Seattle.
Channel 5, so, yeah.
Yeah, they show that Jay Inslee, the governor, has a 47% approval rating, but he's underwater. His disapproval rating is higher than his approval rating. And Joe Biden with a 43% approval rating when he won, I think 60% to about 38% over Trump in the 2020 election. That's a huge flip, and it really shows a level of dissatisfaction from all the issues that we talked about, the lack of police issues, the homeless situation, the frustration with the environmental policies that are actually strangling people, and of course, inflation and the corruption. You know, the level of corruption and incompetence is very high.
Yeah, it really is. Well, I'm finding that to be very surprising here in Washington, because as you know, in Semiahmoo, there's a whole lot of very, very serious Democrats in here. But anyway, quite apart from that, I want to go back to our second subject, and that is the level of dissatisfaction. I'm not going to use the word dissatisfaction, Jimmy. I'm going to use the word angst. And the reason I'm going to do that was because of a daily editorial that we did, and I believe it was last Thursday. There was somebody walking around one of my neighborhoods, and we live in the country, and this isn't exactly right next to us, but it's about 2-3 miles away. This neighborhood happens to be a gated community, and this fellow was walking around brandishing a knife, threatening to kill somebody, and a warning was put out on anybody's cell phone, you know, be careful of this guy. Just prior to that, we had a little bit of an altercation between two of the members of our own neighborhood here. I have to say that the main thing that concerns me about this is the level of angst that we have in a couple of neighborhoods that are actually pretty sophisticated, I should say populated by pretty sophisticated people. It's amazing to me that you have some dude walking around with a knife threatening to kill somebody, including the security guard, you know, at the gate, number one and number two. The altercation that we had in our neighborhood when one neighbor was talking to another neighbor and he said, "Don't ever call me again. I hate you and I hate all of the other neighbors and I don't want to talk to any of you." What's going on, Jimmy?
You know, there's a level of frustration that's out in society right now that we haven't felt in a long, long time. You know, very few times in my lifetime, you know, and I'm a little over 60, have I felt this, you know, type of tension. I remember back in the late 70s, of course, in the Carter era, the frustration, watching the violence. When I was younger, you know, in the 60s, my dad was a law enforcement officer in Sacramento County in California, and the violence in Oak Park riots, and of course, what you're seeing all across the TV, you saw a lot of angst there. What's different a little bit today is there's different factors, and a larger percentage of the population is divided. In those times, in those periods, you know, the extremists, the protests on the campuses and the left-wing arguments, that was confined to a pretty small but very vocal minority. Mm-hmm. What we've got now is a divide in the country that's split basically close to half and half because of manipulation by the media, because of government. The way I look at it, it's a lot of it's manipulation with media. A lot of it is the government response to what's happening with these lockdowns and the COVID policies that are really frustrating both businesses but individuals, and then the economic policies, and you're watching a disintegration of a hope in America of a better lifetime. And I think that weighs on people's minds very strongly. And of course, they want to protect their own interests, because naturally we all move towards that, to protect our own interests.
Right.
And the level of frustration and angst is increased. And I think one other area, Al, that that people need to consider. So if you've been told something your life or for, you know, a long period of time that you believe is true, and you believe certain authority figures, say your doctor or your government officials, your politicians, and then those narratives begin to collapse, it's difficult to change your perception if your whole mind and body has been saying, okay, I mean, the abortion issue is another, you know, important consideration, what's happening right now with the frustration. You think you believe that things are a certain way, but when facts start coming to you that says, wow, maybe the COVID thing wasn't the crazy thing that it was going to destroy the world. Maybe the vaccine's not working, because it's not working. People are still getting COVID after the vaccine, and people are still dying from it. In fact, more people, apparently, according to many statistics in the UK, around the world, I know it's another study just came out, more people are dying with the vaccinations and boosters than people without. And when those facts begin to fall away, and all of a sudden your whole world is turned upside down, it's hard to accept that you were lying to yourself to believe this when other people were pushing back.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of the anger is coming from.
Well, you know, we have situations socially around here that have been crazy for about 2 years. And I have to tell you, I'm pretty certain that the reason things have gotten so botched up psychologically for Americans, I really think it's the concept of them not being able to be in control. And that's what happens when you have these lockdowns, Jimmy. What I find to be interesting is Fauci is still not accepted as being wrong, in spite of all the books that have been written by fellow medical guys and gals. It's just amazing to me. This is something that's going to go down in history, Jim, as just simply totally, totally, totally unexplained.
Well, I think it's going to be able to be explained. I think it's going to be a fusion of political power actions, of financial interests, of corruption, and of people that were just intimidated by the threats of government agencies and the Justice Department and organizations like the CDC and the FDA. There's a fantastic article out right now, and it's basically stating that the CDC and the FDA are losing a large number of scientists, and they're quitting, and, you know, employees, because they can't believe the lack of science and truth and the amount of politics that are actually driving the decision making. And they use the very specific examples of the lack of information and the lack of studies on approving childhood vaccinations down to, you know, infants,
right,
for COVID. And the studies there's no scientific proof that there's any effectiveness, but there is a high risk of impact from it. And now we're seeing more and more information. So again, it's one of those areas where things are collapsing and people are being very frustrated by them.
And again, Jim, we've got to take a real quick commercial break. You guys stick around 30 seconds to 1 minute and we're back.